Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services.
The story goes like this. It's the 1930s. Signora Bernarda Alba is the overbearing mother of five young women. Consumed by grief over her husband's recent death, she imposes an 8-year mourning period for the household. That means covering all the windows, wearing black, and absolutely no socializing. And when you have a bevy of young women trapped together in one place at the peak of their sexuality, aching to flee the confines of their home, 8 years is a very long time.
Let me go out, madre!
Go out! You take this powder off your face, you weakling, you painted whore!
Colleen Carey plays Angustias. She's the eldest daughter, and since she's getting married, is the only one to escape the repressive environment. She is, however, planning to marry a man she doesn't love.
But I'm so desperate to leave the house and to find, you know, a little corner of the world that I can control, that I don't care about love, that I don't care about anything.
Signora Bernarda, the matriarch of the hacienda, is blind to the anguish of Angustias. She keeps control of her daughters and the servants with an iron fist. Ruth McCrea plays Bernarda.
This is the seeking to have ultimate power.
That's what you want. That's what Bernarda wants,
that's,
yes?
Yes, very much what I want in order to keep everything as it is.
I'm Mary Murphin Bailey, and I play the role of La Poncia.
La Poncia, the longtime maid in the Alba household, is a meddlesome old woman who knows more about the family than Bernarda herself.
Because La Poncia has had her own life and she has her own sons, they are lower class and they're poor, there's also not this terrible repression within her own family. So even though she has to serve Bernarda, in her mind, she's more free.
There are 16 women in the cast of the House of Bernarda Alba, but only one man, Pepe el Romano, to whom Angustias is betrothed. Even though he's alluded to throughout the play, he never appears. Ruth McCrea, who plays the mother, thinks the absence of Pepe adds to the anxiety already felt in the house.
He represents something which is, in a way, kind of nameless and represents a variety of ambitions and desires and so on.
Do you think it creates more tension as well because he doesn't show up?
Oh, I think very much so.
It turns out Pepe's pretty popular with the sisters. Angustias may be engaged to him, but the youngest, Adela, is in love with him. The others are eaten up with envy, with a desire to have a better place in the world.
Where's the picture?
What picture?
The picture of Pepe. One of you has hidden it from me.
You dare say that? Couldn't it have slipped out into the corral in the middle of the night? Pepe likes to walk in the moonlight.
Much of Garcia Lorca's work, including The House of Bernarda Alba, challenged the accepted role of women in Spanish society. As a gay man living in a repressive Catholic culture of the 1930s, the playwright had to deny his own sexual and personal freedom, as did the women he portrayed. Charles Waxberg directs The House of Bernarda Alba. For him, the play represents repression that reaches far beyond the walls and the women in the Alba family circle.
I think it's important to keep the universality in mind and not to simply dismiss this as a melodrama about women who need men.
What do you mean by the universality?
The universality of being trapped, the universality of having those in power rob you of basic human rights, a concept that is in question all over the world. I mean, I'd love if people left here questioning human rights. What does an individual have a right to do? What are they entitled to do?
To burn with desire, Garcia Lorca wrote, and keep quiet about it, is the greatest punishment we can bring on ourselves. At the end of the play, one of the daughters speaks up, defying her mother, and declares her freedom in a tragic way. Catherine Banwell, 88.5, KPLU News.